Looking back on the year's biggest stories is a ritual in the news business. Others have their own year-end rituals.
We follow a Japanese tradition to ring in the new year with this temple bell.
Deborah Clearwaters works for the Asian Art Museum in San Francisco. Every New Year's Eve, they haul out a giant centuries-old bell and grant an exception to the do-not-touch rule. Museum patrons can whack that bell, which is said to wash away sins.
So the idea is that by ringing the bell and by being within earshot, that each being is purified of misdeeds and can begin the new year with sort of a clean slate.
Hey, you just heard it ring, so you're good. Many cultures have year-end customs like cleaning your house, wearing all white, burning effigies, or eating round foods to symbolize the year coming full circle. Then there are those bracing New Year's challenges, like a plunge into the freezing Irish Sea.
The last time I did it was the coldest New Year's Day for 30 years.
David Collister is a veteran of these dips off the Isle of Man. Incidentally, he's also a leading member of the local Ale Drinker Society. That's their official name, really. The group leads a morning leap off the pier to raise money for charity and to shake off hangovers.
It clears the heads quite quickly, apparently.
I imagine so. Some people prefer warmer climbs. Art Spander among them.
I've gone to 61 straight Rose Bowl games, and I'll be going to my 62nd in a row.
His first job was selling programs in the Pasadena Stadium. Spander went on to become a sports writer, and he's covered every game since. He's savored each one, blimps overhead, parade watchers filling the stands, and the sun setting over the mountains.
In a changing world, maybe, you sort of look and try to attach yourself to situations or events that bring back the good old days, and in a way the Rose Bowl always does.
Things are not quite the same, though. The Rose Bowl is hosting the first ever college football playoff tomorrow, so here's to the good old days and to new traditions ahead.